You got some signs to put on them, don't you? Well, I don't know what to say. I've talked to Dedalum's a little horse. I can't say much of nothing now. I'm like the little boy the calf run over now. If I was to sing way down on the Swanee River and y'all jumped off him up there, you'd be in fine shape when you jump. I don't know why in the world, though, you want me to talk. Now, I'm going to have pneumonia before tomorrow's over if it'll just rain anyway. I've been trying to get sick all the week, and I'm just about to make it now. I'll be real sick in the morning, and Miss Perry will have to count all those buses by herself.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here to open the 15th annual Florida Folk Festival is Jeannie of 1967, Vicki K. Nolan. Vicki will sing one stanza of our state song, Swanee River.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to introduce the chairman of Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, Mrs. W. A. Saunders. Thank you. On behalf of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, I want to welcome all of you to the 15th annual Florida Folk Festival. As you know, the festival is for all of us, and this festival promises to be the best one yet. So we hope that you can hear and see many of the performances. The Stephen Foster Memorial is owned and operated by the state of Florida. You think I better wait till they get in? We are assisted by the Florida Folk Festival Association and by the Florida Federation of Music Clubs. Many hundreds of people help with the memorial by giving their interest to it. In Tallahassee, many of the state agencies have been most helpful. But none has been more helpful or understanding than the Office of the Secretary of State. This is as it has been for many years. For former Secretary Bob Gray was the last state official to be on a festival program. And this morning, we are very proud and very happy to have with us the 15th Secretary of State. He is a person who has a wonderful record in service for the state. He is a native of Jacksonville, and was a distinguished legislator before being elected to his present position in 1961. He has received many honors, and I hear that every morning before breakfast, he runs a mile, does push-ups, and gets to his office in the Capitol by 7:30. Now, isn't that a man? And it gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce to you the Secretary of State, Mr. Tom Adams.
Thank you, Ms. Saunders, so very much. Mrs. Bolton, Jeannie for 1967, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. As one who dearly loves the folk ways of his native state, it gives me a deep and genuine sense of pleasure to be a part of this 1967 Florida Folk Festival, to witness these colorful displays of craftsmanship, the talents which reflect our own distinct cultural background, and of course to sample the very best of Southern cooking, the world's best cooking, fills me with a nostalgic yearning for the days gone by. It is for these fond memories that we all have gathered here, keeping touch with our heritage as the world moves so rapidly ahead. Often we hear that the good old days are gone forever. For those of my generation, this may be true. I still cling to a Tom Sawyer vision of the good old days, those carefree days of youth combing the banks of the St. John's River, those days of brass bands and community picnics, those days of expectancy, of dreaming about the future, the plans for adventure and romance. For these youngsters here today, however, they will look back on 1967 as the good old days, the era of the hippies and the mod fashions, a time of Hondas and Suzukis. They'll look upon Scott Carpenter and Wernher von Braun and the space program pretty much as we of my generation look on Wiley Post and Charles Lindbergh. These are pioneer days of a new era. We are groping, searching, ever reaching for the mysteries of life about us. This is progress, and progress in itself is not bad. What is unfortunate is that we sometimes disregard our traditional concepts of the good life, the guiding principle which makes ours the good life and the great nation. There are those who parade through the streets of our towns and who troop the roads of our land, bent on tearing down the principles upon which our nation was founded. They offer nothing in exchange. They seek to elevate themselves by tearing down everything and everyone around them. You can't build a nation. You can't build a future by tearing down the present. From the days of St. Augustine and Fort Caroline, from the days of Jamestown and Plymouth, from the days of Valley Forge and Appomattox, from the days of Belleau Wood and Normandy, from the days of Korea and Vietnam, ours has built a building process of helping men to become free and to remain free, free to reach the limits of their own potential, free to choose their own destinies under a constitution and laws. This philosophy is rooted in the folklore of our parents and the generations before them. This is the philosophy which we must prepare as we build the good old days for the generations yet to follow. The pride which our forefathers held for our country is one tradition which we must hold forever. Despite the growing population, despite the problems of our cities, despite the rapid changes in technology, we must cling religiously to the truth that men are governed best when they govern themselves. We must remember that neither our state nor our nation can be any better than the men we elect to lead it. In these days of rapid change, it is refreshing indeed to be a part of a festival such as this, when we can, in a manner of speaking, look back in time and see the roots from whence we came. The Florida Folk Festival has captured the pride of past generations. It has revived the spirit of 1,000 generations from 100 lands, which have been blended to make ours the mightiest nation in the history of the world. It is my earnest hope that this festival can be expanded even more to encompass the total folklore of Florida. Our state has the longest and most colorful history of all the 50 which make up this nation. Just last year, we celebrated our 400th anniversary as a permanently settled Western society. The first generation of Floridians born at St. Augustine were nearly 50 years old when the British colony of Jamestown was founded. Florida truly has a past unrivaled by any other state. Much of our heritage, however, remains unknown to our citizens. Much is even unknown to the scholars. But progress is being made. More and more is being done. The historic cities of Pensacola and St. Augustine are being restored. The ancient Indian village near Crystal River is being recreated. These are authentic restorations of our heritage. But in addition to these material efforts, we need also to recapture the human experiences of our past. This you are doing by participating in this festival and doing superbly with the Stephen Foster Memorial and with this Florida Folk Festival. But if we are ever to rival the historic programs such as those in North Carolina and in Virginia, we must have more support from public resources. We must consolidate our historic efforts, concentrate our leadership. The legislature is considering a bill now which will do just exactly this. It would create a board of archives and history which would have as its sole mission the building of a genuine historical program for Florida. If we are sincerely interested in our heritage, in assisting efforts such as the Stephen Foster Memorial and the Florida Folk Festival, if we really appreciate these things we participate in and the educational good and enjoyment that they will bring, we should urge the adoption of such legislation as the creation of a Board of Archives and History for Florida and all that it will make possible and assist the worthy efforts that lend themselves toward these most worthy ends. In closing, let me again say that it has been a genuine pleasure for me to be a part of this program. And I know that you're anxious to get to the music and the festivities of the occasion. So thank you very much for the privilege of participation. And now with you, let's get on with the show. Thank you so very much.
A Florida Folk Festival wouldn't be complete without the winding of the maypole by the students from Madison Elementary School. Wind the maypole.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma, and good morning, everyone. See, that's the recorder here. Is this necessary? All right. I don't know whether it was a tradition or not to sing along when you were with you youngsters, but when I was in elementary school, we always were forced to sing along. And so that's what I'm going to do to you right now. I'm going to force you to sing along with me. I'll ask you to sing along with me. This is an old Woody Guthrie children's song. And it's called Take Me for a Ride in Your Car, Car. And that's what I want you to do. That's the chorus, in fact. Here it goes like this. Take me for a ride in your car, car. Take me for a ride in your car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride. Take me for a ride in your car, car. Okay, that's how it goes. Now you can sing along. Well, take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride, take me for a ride in the car, car. Pretty pitiful. Let's try it one more time, everybody now. I mean, everybody back here and over here to the side and in front and everywhere. Let's go. Well, take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride, take me for a ride in the car, car. Well, that's a little better. Well, let's pretend then that this is a typical American family weekend, and you're all heading for White Springs in the car from the church, or maybe you're from here in town, or you're from Orlando or Miami or North Dakota or New York. And you're heading along in the car, and Mom and Dad are in the front seat, and two or three kids in the back. And kid number one says, I want to ride in the front seat, because I'm tired of sitting in the back seat. Front seat, back seat, riding in the car, right? Okay, here we go now. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, sing. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride, take me for a ride in the car, car. Kid number two steps up and says, I gotta stop at the gas station. I gotta stop at the gas station. I gotta stop at the gas station, riding in the car. Everybody now take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride, take me for a ride in the car, car. Better hurry up, here comes the gas station. Hurry up, here comes the gas station. You better hurry up, here comes the gas station, riding in the car. Everybody now take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride, take me for a ride in the car, car. Never mind the gas station. Never mind the gas station. Never mind the gas station, riding in the car. Everybody now one more time. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride in the car, car. Take me for a ride, take me for a ride. Thank you very much. I'd like to sing a song now about a little animal that I'm sure you've all heard of but have never seen. This animal is called a unicorn. And perhaps you've never seen a unicorn. I hope not. But if you've seen a picture of one, it has a horn sticking out from the middle of its forehead there. And this animal was an animal from Greek mythology. And supposedly he's never existed. It's just a myth. But just because you've never seen one in a zoo, I don't think that's any reason to suppose that. And the story I'm going to tell you now is about the unicorn and why you'll never see one anywhere around. A long time ago, when the earth was green, and there were more kinds of little animals than you have ever seen, and they ran around free while the world was being born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There was green alligators, long-necked geese, humpback camels, lots of chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it caused him pain. He said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, now, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Go and build me a floating zoo. Take two alligators, a couple of geese, two humpback camels and two chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, Noah, don't forget my unicorn. Well, Brother Noah was there, and he answered the call. He finished up the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two and called out as they went through. Hey, Lord, I got you two alligators, a couple of geese, two humpback camels and two chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, Lord, I don't see no unicorn. Well, now Noah looked out through the driving rain. The unicorns was hiding, playing silly games. They was kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, you silly unicorn. Hey, Lord, I got you two alligators and a couple of geese, two humpback camels and two chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, I don't see no unicorn. Well, the ark had started moving, and it drifted with the tide. And the unicorn looked up from a rock, and he cried. And the water kind of come up, and sort of floated him away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this day. You'll see lots of alligators, a whole mess of geese, a raft of camels, lots of chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Here comes video.
Yeah. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I will try and play you an old tune known of notorious outlaw, Jesse James. In.
Again and again during this weekend. Now, let's
We'd like to sing two spirituals for you at this time. Wade in the Water is one that you've heard a lot of this year in a jazz rendition. It is not a jazz song. It was not intended for that purpose. It is a spiritual. And we would like to, at this time, inject the spiritual flavor in it. Wade in the Water. Our last spiritual is Elijah Rock.
Shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord, Elijah Rock, shout. I ain't going to put out no well, but I'll show you all where you can put one if you just mind to take the time. So this little stick here will show you whereabouts to find it. All I got to do is just hold it and walk around with it. So I'll show you all how it's done. Now, you cannot set it up when you're over the stream of water, but you can set it up all away from the stream, and when you get over the stream, well, it'll turn down. So we'll see what happens now.
Thank you. to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam up my song.
Oh, Shep. When I